No problem. Schneider helps new drivers earn their CDL with company-paid CDL training and tuition reimbursement options. Don't wait. Find your perfect driving job today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Before we continue, 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Markets, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, America's Homegrown Wireless, Hupie and Abraham, Carbless Handcrafted Premium Cocktails, Annex Wealth Management, Know the Difference, and Island Resort and Casino. Brewers, Cubs, game one of this three-game series is just around the corner on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one, a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime rib. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up north-style furniture, including symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Warga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
And as the sun is beginning to set on the north side of Chicago, we are ready. Opener of this big three-game series, Brewers and Cubs. This is the first time in 5 months they have met on this diamond. You have to go all the way back to the beginning of April, the first series of the regular season. The last time the Brewers played a game here at Wrigley. Time to wrap up the on-deck show built by Menards with a quick drive around the league. Out-of-town scores brought to you by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Later on tonight, it's a pair of rookie left-handers out in San Francisco. Reds and Giants. It'll be 8:45 in the Central Time Zone. Both of those teams scuffling. Andrew Abbott gets the ball for Cincinnati. Kyle Harrison for San Francisco. And right now, the Reds have fallen six games behind the Brewers in the Central Division. And as we talked about throughout our pregame show, it's the Brewers a four-game lead over the Cubs coming into this big three-game set. Three of the most important games the Brewers have played to date in 2023. Jameson Taillon is getting ready to go. And so are we. For the play-by-play, here is my partner, Lane Grindle.
All right. Thank you very much, Josh. A reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. This legal disclaimer is brought to you by the Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Christian Yelich stepping into the batter's box here for a huge series on the north side of Chicago here this week between these two rivals, the Brewers and the Cubs. Tyone brings home the first pitch, and Yelich takes high. It's 1-0. Got underway on time at 7:05 Central. A beautiful night here in Chicago, the 1-0 pitch. And Yelich took outside, 2 balls and no strikes. A little bit of a breeze. Cross the field, right field to left field, and maybe just a touch out to left, but nothing major on the wind front. As this ball's smoked out to left center field, back goes Bellinger, up into the stands. Yelich leads off with a home run. Christian with his 17th of the season, and the Brewers on top, 1-0. Yelich's first home run since July 30th, and he gets this series started off with a bang. How about that? Fastball at 95, and he sent it out to left center. And now here's William Contreras. First pitch, a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. $100 donated to Hunger Task Force, thanks to Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. As Contreras checks his swing, no, he did not. They appeal to first, and John Lipka, our first base umpire, says he went. It's 0-2. Making a difference to fight hunger in our community, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Here's the 0-2 to Contreras, and a swing and a miss. He strikes out. So one away for Sal Frelick, and I have to tell Imagine Johnson from Superior, Wisconsin, congratulations. You didn't know it, but you are our contestant today in the quick trip around the bases presented by Ferrero Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, and Bueno. First pitch to Sal Frelick is low and away for a ball, and it's 1-0. Brewers scored in the first inning, so that means a $100 quick trip gift card to Imagine Johnson. 1-0, Frelick lines one into left center field. That's down for a base hit. And Frelick is aboard. Brewers getting some good swings early on against Jameson Taillon here in the top of the first inning. Frelick with a solid swing. And now here's Willy Adames, who has been hot lately for the crew. This 8-game winning streak has been kind to Willie. A .394 average over the course of this winning streak with 3 home runs for the Brewers shortstop. Taillon spins and throws to first, and back in time is Frelick. Willie hitting .215 on the year with 21 home runs and 61 driven in. Taillon's pitch, swing and a miss. Cut fastball at the top of the zone. Willie swung through it, and it's nothing and one on Adames. Taillon has had his struggles this year. Numbers not great coming in, 7-8 with a 5.60 ERA. Brewers saw him on the opening weekend of the season right here at Wrigley. 0-1, checked his swing on a pitch that missed outside, and it's a ball and a strike on Adames. Taillon has given up 4 or more runs in each of his last 3 starts. 1-1 pitch, and Adames, a ground ball deep in the hole. One hops Swanson. It's short. The throw to second is wide. Kicks into right field. Frelick is up. He's headed to third. And with nobody there to cover the bag at second, Adames, with some great base running, takes the extra 90 feet. And the Brewers have runners at second and third with one away. Boy, Swanson, such a good defender. It caused him to cover a little bit of ground deep in the hole on one hop, but that's still a throw he makes 10 times out of 10 to Nico Hoerner covering the bag at second, but it was a bad throw. So an E6 and a fielder's choice for Adames, and the Brewers in business to try to have a big top of the first here with Rowdy Tellez at the plate. First pitch to Tellez is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's nothing and two. I take that back. They're going to give Willie credit for a single on that. They're going to say the only play that Swanson would have had was at second base. And he didn't make that play. They're going to give Willie a single. Brewers will take that. No balls and two strikes on Tellez as he uses his timeout. So the Brewers with three hits against Tyone here in this top of the first. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Missed outside. It's 1-2. Tellez has been good since coming back from the injured list. During that homestand, 3-for-5 with a home run. He drove in 6. He is 0-for-6 lifetime against the right-handed pitching Tyone. Here's the 1-2 to Tellez, and a high fly ball deep right center field. Back goes Bellinger. Few steps in front of the warning track to make the catch. Tagging from third is Frelick. He will score. On to third goes Adames, and the Brewers with a 2-0 advantage here in the top of the first. Quality AB from Tellez. A sack fly to center. Drives in his 44th of the year. And now Adames at third with two outs for Mark Canna. First pitch brought home. And Canna takes inside. Yan Gomes, the catcher, boxed that pitch for a moment. It rolled over near the on-deck circle, but not far enough away for Adames to try and sprint home. Brewers would love to get greedy and get one more run across here in this top of the first inning. Canna hitting .248, 7 home runs. He's driven in 41. Tyone's 1-0 pitch is inside. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Cubs defensively, Hap, Bellinger, Suzuki left, right in the outfield. Madrigal's the third baseman. Swanson at short. Hoerner at second. Candelario is the first baseman, and Gomes does the catching. 2-0 pitch. And Canna, high fly ball deep left. Hap is back. Track, wall, bye-bye baseball. A two-run shot for Mark Canna. And the Brewers all over the Cubs to start up this game here tonight at Wrigley. Canna with his second home run as a Brewer, his 8th of the season, and it's 4-0 Milwaukee. Told you that Tyone had given up 4 or more runs in each of his last 3 starts. Make it each of his last 4 starts, and he hasn't even recorded the third out of the first inning. Here's Andrew Monasterio. First pitch to Andrews, taken for a strike, and it's 0-1. How about this start from the Red Hot Brewers? A 1 pitch. Tried to check his swing. They appeal to first. He did check, and it's 1-1. That blast from Canna was way up the bleachers in left. It did not get out onto Waveland, but it was just below the scoreboard up there. 1-1 pitch. Monasterio, a drive out to right center field. Bellinger back onto the edge of the warning track. He jumps off and makes the catch right on the edge of the warning track for the third and final out. Brewers making noise against Tyone. We've played half an inning here in Chicago. It's the Brewers 4 and the Cubs coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat-screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-2444. Warga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Warga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin.
4-0 Brewers, and Wade Miley getting ready to throw his first pitch of this game to Nico Horner. It's over for his strike, and it's 0-1. By the way, Mark Canna with his 8th home run of the season. That means another $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. Pitch came inside, and Horner tried to check, couldn't do it, and it's 0-2. That's courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. There is a difference. Now, time called briefly by Horner. Miley working quickly as always. The 0-2 pitch came down and in, missed 1-2. Well, if you were going to script a start to this one, the Brewers followed it beautifully in the top of the first. 1-2 pitch lined right into the glove of Monasterio, who squeezes it for the first out of the bottom of the first. One away for Dansby Swanson, getting 245 on the year with 19 home runs and 65 driven in. Swanson, by the way, was charged with an error in the top of the first, but it was a single and then an error. There had to be an error in there to get the runners to the bags they ended up at. Pitch to Swanson, misses low, and it's 1-0. But they gave Adames credit for a single. Might have been a generous scoring decision, but that's all right with the Brewers. 1-0. This is hit in the air, right center field. Frelick on the run in the right center field. Gappy runs it down for the second out of the inning. There's two away for Ian Happ. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Hitting 241, 15 home runs. He's driven in 63. 0-1 pitch. The first pitch missed high, and it's 1-0 on Happ. Well, the Brewers were swinging early and often against Tyone. 1-0 pitch. This is hit high and deep to left. Yelich back to the track, and that ball is gone. Ian Happ hits it off the scoreboard in left for his 16th home run of the season, and the Cubs get one back. It's 4-1 Brewers. Could be one of those nights here at Wrigley. Ball is jumping off the bat. None of these have been aided much by the wind. It's been barreled up baseballs, but the ball is traveling all the same. So here's Cody Bellinger. having a phenomenal season. Pitches in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. 321 on the year for Bellinger. 20 home runs and 75 driven in. 0-1, missed up and in. One ball and one strike. And with the defense that Bellinger plays, one of the better all-around seasons in the National League this year. 1-1. This is ripped down the right field line, and it is hooking foul and out of play. It's 1-2. Most years, you look at those numbers I just gave you from Bellinger, and it's not even September, and you'd say MVP candidate. Not this year. He might get some votes down the ballot. Maybe fifth or sixth in that conversation. 1-2, bounced in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. But that's not anything against the season Bellinger's having. He's having a huge bounce-back year. He is making himself some big money. He's going to get a nice contract in the offseason from somebody. And I'm sure the Cubs would love to keep him. 2-2 from Miley. And he went around. Swing and a miss. And the inning is over. Solo home run for the Cubs off the bat of Ian Happ is what they have to settle for in the bottom of the first. An ortho ASAP strikeout of Bellinger gets us to the second inning here in Chicago. Boy, if you blinked, you missed a lot. 4-1 crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000 strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union, the local Wisconsin team that's always rooting for you. Step up your Brewers style with a limited edition fleece vest giveaway at the game against the Phillies on Saturday, September 2nd. Given to the first 30,000 ticket advance through the gates, courtesy of QB and Abraham. Grab your seats at Brewers.com. UW Credit Union, here for every you. Join today.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Bryce Turang leads off the top of the second inning. It's a 4-1 Brewers lead. And the first pitch from Jameson Taillon's on the inside edge for a strike with a curveball, and it's 0-1. There has been a lot going on in the first inning of this game. A one pitch to Turang, and he drives this one out to center. Backing up a few steps is Cody Bellinger. He's there to collect it for the first out here in the top of the second inning, and that'll bring up the number nine hitter, Tyrone Taylor. Boy, Josh, feels like everything the Brewers are hitting right now is squared up in some way, shape, or form.
It's been the story of the last week and a half, and another big crooked number. How many times did we talk about multiple run innings during the homestand, and they start off this big series with four immediately, right in the first inning?
Big inning, a big theme against the Padres in that series against San Diego. Tyrone Taylor takes outside from Taillon. It's 1-0. Brewers with a couple of home runs in this game already. 1-0 pitch, and Tyrone took inside. Two balls and no strikes. Everybody was anticipating this series. Everybody was excited for this series. And it's lived up to it so far. 2-0. Popped him up. Foul territory. This is going to find the seats behind home plate. Two balls and one strike here on Tyrone Taylor. Plenty to talk about already in this game. Big error committed by Dansby Swanson. that helped open the door for that big inning for the crew. 2-1, Tyrone checks his swing on a slider down and away. And he's got the leverage now at 3-1. He'd love to get him on in front of Yelich, who stands in the on-deck circle right now. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and Tyrone took a strike on the inside edge. It's 3-2. James Hoy calls the balls and strikes. He's also the crew chief. John Lipka's at first, DJ Rayburn at second base, and Angel Hernandez, the third base umpire here tonight, as Tyrone Taylor uses his timeout and steps out of the box. Two pitch, and Tyrone took a massive cut and fouled it straight back. Boy, he had a hack at that pitch. It was an elevated fastball, and he gave it everything he had. And if he connects on that one, that one's on to Waveland. 3-2. The pitch, swing and a miss. Went up there again, this time with a cut fastball. Taylor strikes out. It's the second strikeout recorded by Jameson Taillon, and there's two down and nobody on now for Yelich. Yelich with his fifth leadoff home run of this season for the Brewers in the first inning. He's greeted by some boos as he steps to the plate. Taillon's first pitch to him is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Summertime, sausage time, and that's why it's my favorite time of the year. Grill full of Usinger's brats. And, of course, a freezer full of Cedar Crest ice cream and custard. The pitch. Ground ball back up the middle. Horner gloves it behind the bag at second. Throw to first. Is low and not dug out by Candelario. Yelich was going to beat it out for an infield single anyway. And did that ball end up going out of play? It did. And so Yelich is going to be given second base as well. Rolled into the camera well. Horner did a good job of getting to it. Jumped and threw across his body. Wasn't all that bad of a throw. It was a one-hopper. Candelario just didn't pick it. Yelich was going to be safe even if he had. And so Yelich with a two-hit night already. Second error committed by the Cubs in this game. And now here's Contreras with two outs and a runner in scoring position. First pitch to him. Swung on and fouled back and out of play. And it's 0-1. So the Cubs defense, a little leaky early on in this game here tonight. A 1 to Contreras, and he was able to check on a pitch that missed low with a slider. It's 1-1. Contreras' 7-game hitting streak. He struck out against Taillon back in the first. 0-1 tonight. Taillon's 1-1 pitch. Ground ball through the left side and into left field. Yelich turns third. He's headed for home. And Wild Bill drives in another one. Brewers with a 5-1 lead on the Contreras RBI single. Contreras with his 64th RBI of the season. And now an 8-game hitting streak for William Contreras. As he hits one through that left side, and now he's at first with two outs for Sal Frelick. So the Brewers get that run put up by the Cubs in the bottom of the first, right back here in the top of the second. The pitch, and Frelick takes his strike. It's 0-1. One pitch. Frelick took on the inside corner with a curveball. No balls and 2 strikes. Brewers now playing their 24th game in the month of August. I believe that math is right. They have scored 5 or more runs in 15 of those games this month. 0-2 pitch. Frelick chops it foul at the plate. And we'll do it again at 0-2. This is as good as it gets offensively for the Brewers. When they assembled this team at the beginning of spring training, And then, of course, added Canna and Santana to the mix at the deadline. These were the things that the Brewers were hoping for. 0-2. Frelick swing and a miss. Didn't fully commit to that fastball up and away, but he strikes out and the inning is over. Brewers a little two-out rally, push another run across. It's 5-1 Brewers as we head to the bottom of the second on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodman's. I'm Clint.
I feel saving you big time money on big pack snacks.
16-ounce bags of Bailey popcorn, $4.49, or 26-ounce bags of Chi-Chi's tortilla chips, is $3.79.
I can run the hot, hot prices on big time snacks.
Popcorn $4.49, tortilla chip $3.79.
Boy, big time eating at a very small, everyday low price.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
High-speed internet is essential today, so it's great news Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsinites.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Win or it's free, guaranteed. Get every dollar you deserve. The winning team. Hupie and Abraham. Hupie.com.
Oh, what a start for the crew. A 5-1 lead as we head to the bottom of the second inning. And Seiya Suzuki will lead things off for the Cubs. He has been red hot of late for Chicago. Wade Miley's first pitch to him is just a touch outside with a sinking fastball. It's 1-0. Suzuki hitting .270 on the year. 13 home runs. He's driven in 48. And a pitch. A strike at the knees. It's 1-1. 10-game hitting streak for Suzuki. Pitch missed down and in. 2 balls and 1 strike. He is 16 for 37 in that stretch. 8 extra base hits in those 10 games as well. It's this one fouling out of play, first base side. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Suzuki. He has faced Miley in the past, 2 for 3 against him in his career. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball to first base. Telez picks it out of the dirt. An underhand toss to Miley covering the bag. And Suzuki now 2 for 4 against Wade Miley in his career as there's one away. And that gets Yan Gomes to the plate. Well, Fleet Farm has what you need in one stop, from hardware to pet food. You'll find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm. Brewers defensively for you. Yelich in left. Frelick in center. Taylor's the right fielder. Monasterio at third base. Adames at short. Terang at second base. Telez at first. And Contreras does the catching here tonight, as Contreras out there chatting with Wade Miley. And now back behind home plate before Gomes steps in there. Gomes 0 for his last 7, but he's had a nice season for these Cubs. Pitch missed inside, and it's 1-0. The backstop hitting .268, 9 home runs, 46 driven in for Gomes. 1-0 pitch, and this is a ground ball to second base. Terang takes it on an awkward hop, adjusts and throws to first, and there's 2 down. Ball got on Terang a little bit quicker than I think he anticipated, but because he's such a great and slick fielding second baseman, he adjusted to it quickly. 2 down for Candelario. The big pickup at the deadline for Chicago from the Nationals.
First offering is a little bit high with a cutter, and it's 1-0. Candelario originally in the Cubs organization, then traded to Detroit. 1-0 pitch, checked his swing and took a strike. And it's 1-1. And was non-tendered in the offseason by the Tigers. 1-1 pitch, another strike, it's 1-2. Signed a deal with the Nationals and then really having a huge season with Washington before the Cubs made the trade for him. He's been good with the Cubs. 1-2. And that missed a little bit high and inside of the fastball. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hitting 305 as a member of the Cubs. 2-2 pitch, and he missed down and away. Good pitches by Miley. Candelario doing a nice job not offering it either of those. And now it's 3 balls and 2 strikes, and he'll use his timeout. Five to one. Brewers with the lead over the Cubs here. Bottom of the second inning. In a huge 3-game series here at Wrigley, starting up tonight. Miley's 3-2. Lined under Miley's glove to second base. Terang has it. Throws to first after a couple of hops. And it's a 1-2-3 inning and 3 ground balls off the bat of these Cubs against Miley. 5-1 crew as we head to the third on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Hey, grab your partner and let's get moving to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where it's always a party with deep-fried chicken served Wednesday through Saturday, Fridays enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays pork and dumplings, and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursday and breakfast served on Sunday at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Sunday, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up north style furniture, including symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Warga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Brewers with a 5-1 lead as we head to the third inning and stepping into Collin for you. Here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Lane. They have been all over Jameson Taillon through the first couple of innings. And now 4, 5, and 6 in the third due up, beginning with Willie Adames. Taillon winds and throws. Big swing and a miss. Sweeping breaking ball from Taillon gets him ahead, 0-1. Adames in the first inning. He didn't hit one of the two homers, but he was involved in maybe the most important play. 0-1, another sweeper. That's right in there, belt high, 0-2. Willie hit a ground ball into the hole at short that Dansby Swanson fielded. And then trying to get the lead runner at second, Swanson threw it away. Here comes the 0-2. Line drive into the gap in left center. On the run is Happ, though. He's got room. And in front of the warning track, makes the catch. A few steps to his left for Ian Happ. And Adames is out number one in the third. If you go back to that play, when Swanson threw it away, it was scored a hit and an error, which, as Lane said, we think was a bit generous. That changed the whole inning. Brewers had one run across. And had Swanson made that play, that's probably all they would have gotten. Instead, they got 4. Rowdy Tellez was a part of it. He's up again and takes ball 1 up and away. Rowdy later hit a deep sacrifice fly after that ball that Adames hit. It's the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, 3-bagger in the third. as Rowdy takes a little bit low on a curve, 2-0. Tonight's contestant is Paul Berg with an H, B-E-R-G-H. And Paul hails from Plover, hoping for a triple. 2-0. Rowdy takes up and away, ball three. If a member of the crew hits one of those three baggers here this inning, Paul Berg wins a Pottawatomie prize package. Visit WTMJ.com to enter. 3-0 pitch. He took it in, and it was a strike on the inside corner. Pitcher's pitch, 3-1. Hitter's count for Rowdy. Tyon brings it, and it's right in there for a strike, letter high. Cut fastball, 3-2. If you're just joining us, it was Yelich and Canna with the first inning home runs. Yelich led off the ballgame, hitting it into the bleacher seats in left. And then with two outs, Canna hit it deep, deep into those same bleachers, a two-run shot that punctuated that four-run inning. Then they added another run in the second and lead 5-1. 3-2 pitch. Fouled straight back by Rowdy, who had a good cut at a high fastball. 3-2 it remains with one out in the third. The sun has just about completely disappeared overhead. The lights in full effect at Wrigley. Tyon winds, 3-2. Lined hard and past the first baseman, Candelario. Down into the right field corner, it rolls. Over to get it, Suzuki. He made a nice play, Ditsaya. Picked it up. Telez, who's not the fleetest of foot, stops it first. He's got himself a very loud one-out single. Just inside the bag at first. Rolling into the corner, it did not quite make the fence, which is why Rowdy couldn't get to second base.
If this is the version of Rowdy Telez the Brewers are going to get over these last 5 weeks of the season, watch out. Because he looks pretty locked in right now, doesn't he?
Lane, he's driven in 7 runs in now his last 6 at-bats, officially. Here comes Mark Canna. And he takes a little bit low on a cutter, 1-0 on Canna. And Rowdy, against the Padres, batted only 5 times and had 6 RBI. And he's already got one tonight. Canna has mentioned a big 2-run homer earlier. Checked up on a sweeper, but it was in there for a strike. May have actually clipped his bat. It's going to be a called strike or a swinging strike. And with the foul tip, it goes in as a swing, 1-1. Gorgeous Monday night. Top 2 teams in the National League Central. Canna, another line drive to left. Happ is back on this one, though, right at the edge of the warning track to make the catch. Back to first retreats Rowdy Telez. That was smoked by Mark Canna. And this one stays in the confines of Wrigley Field.
I count now 5 of the outs that have been made have been hard hit balls, at least to the warning track or right on the edge of the warning track by the Brewers in these first 3 innings.
Including both of the outs this inning by Adames and Canna that Ian Happ caught. 1-on-2 out for Monasterio. Line drive opposite way, foul. First base side, Quentin Berry, the first base coach, had to duck his head. Nothing in one. 5-1, the Brewers. At the start of this big set, coming in with a 4-game lead in the division over their rivals. And looking for a 9th consecutive victory. The one pitch is fouled right off of the catcher. Hit the mask of Yan Gomes, who was not very bothered by it. Yan just sat there like a statue. The count is 0-2 on Monasterio. And as Lane told you, offense, the biggest reason for the current 8-game winning streak. This is now the 9th game in a row they have scored at least 5 runs. And trying to make it 9-0 in that time. Telez leading from first. The 0-2. Hit foul up into the second level on the first base side by Monasterio.
A little bit different conditions than the first time we were here this season. Opening series of 2023 back in actually March it began, and then into the first couple of days of April. 0-2 again. Swing and a miss. Sweeping breaking ball strikes out Monasterio to retire the side. It's the fourth strikeout for Jameson Taillon, and he gets his first scoreless inning. We were wearing jackets and hats and gloves when we came here 5 months ago. Tonight, it is picture perfect. We go to the bottom of the third, 5-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. JC Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Never leave home plate hungry when you visit Double D's Pub and Pizza, located on 2nd Street in Butternut, Wisconsin. Center on over a dozen specialty pizzas and sandwiches, plus spaghetti special on Wednesday, an oven-baked or breaded cod on Friday. Sit at the bar and enjoy the game or dine in their expanded dining area, or call 715-769-3509 and order a pizza today. From Double D's, located in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin. Double D.
Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, every day low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
98 Q Country.
Patrick Wisdom will take inside from Wade Miley as we begin the bottom of the third. It's 5-1 Brewers. And 8-9-1 in the Cubs order due against Miley. 1-0 pitch comes in low. It's skipped into the glove of Contreras for ball two. Wisdom, another 20 home run season. His third in a row for the Cubs. 2-0 pitch inside. Missed with a cutter. It's 3-0. Only hitting 200 in 81 games, but 20 homers. The 3-0 taken in there for a strike. Middle by Wisdom. It's got two hits against the Brewers this year, does the Cubs DH, and they've each left the park. Miley windup, 3-1 pitch. Swing and a foul. Hit back over the screen. Good cutter. In a bit on the hands, and it's a full count. Miley has retired six of the first seven he's faced. The 3-2 to Wisdom. Chopped on the ground, foul. Hit the third base Cubs dugout fence. And rolls past the ball attendant. Down the left field line. That'll delay us a bit. He's got to go make a run all the way out to the warning track to grab the ball. Only base runner allowed by Miley was a home run by Ian Happ. That was back in the first. 3-2 still. Here it comes. Fly ball is hit into left center. Sal Frelick moving over, calling off Yelich as he sprinted to his right. Frelick makes the catch in the gap. Frankly, either outfielder could have caught it. Yelich had a pretty easy play to his left, but it was Frelick in center who took charge, and Wisdom is out number one. Get you a safe driving tip from Schneider's, whose professional truck drivers remind you to stay focused, follow traffic laws, and be a defensive driver. Good tip, as always, from Schneider's. Strike one on Nick Madrigal. Number nine batter for Chicago. Madrigal is a guy who's always hit for average and not for power. 0-1 pitch is chopped off of his foot. Rolls all the way out to the third baseman, Monasterio. That one hurt him a bit. It's a foul ball. It's nothing in two. And he will hobble that off a bit, Will Madrigal.
this year, batting 279. He was on the injured list for a couple of months back in June and July. And only a couple of homers. 0-2, ground ball towards second. Diving to his left, Terang smothers it. Pops up, throws, and he got him. Bryce Terang with a gem. And out number two in the third inning for Miley. Terang is exceptional with the glove at second base. Not a lot of guys who make that play. That ball was hit very hard. And it looked like destined on the ground into right field. But Terang with the full-out dive stopped it from going by. Two out for Nico Horner, who rips a foul. Well up into the seats down the left field line. Bryce Terang could win a gold glove as a rookie. This pitch is a little bit low, called as such anyway, by James Hoy. It looked pretty good. 1-1 on Horner. Lined out to begin Miley's outing. Here he swings and rolls over one on the ground to short right at Willy Adames. He's got it, and a perfect throw across is in time to get Nico Horner. And Miley with another 1-2-3 inning. He has retired 9 of the 10 men he's faced. We're headed into the fourth. 5-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
We spend our days driving family to all the places they need to go. In between carpools, work meetings, and errands, you have to fill up. So here's a way to make that cheaper. Use Unleaded 88. It's another option at the pump that makes a big impact. Unleaded 88 is cheaper, cleaner, safe for my car, and it's made from Wisconsin corn. It feels good knowing you're supporting local farmers, saving money, and protecting the environment. Unleaded 88. Clean, safe, and affordable. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We're back with Fritz Usinger today talking about one of my favorite things, bacon.
Mine too, Uke.
Usinger's bacon is something special. What makes it so good?
Well, the short answer is the elves.
Those little guys who work nights?
That's them, the Baconators.
I once caught a guy who put bacon fat on the ball. Called it the Baconator. I used to chew on his glove between innings.
Why am I not surprised? No wonder you love our bacon.
It's breakfast every morning. You can't beat it. Puts a little drop on your curveball, too.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center
field! On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Fourth inning time in this series opener. It's 5-1 Brewers, and here comes Bryce Terang to lead off against Jameson Taillon. Right-hander winds and throws, and it's a strike with a cutter that just clipped the outside corner. Bryce flew to center and is only at bat, but he has been exceptional again at second base. Pitches up and away on a change, 1-1. Just made a fantastic diving play to Rob Madrigal about 2 minutes ago. Left-handed hitter, right-handed hurler. The 1-1 pitch. And on the ground is second. This one is right at Nico Horner. Bends down to field, and he throws out Terang by a few steps. Well, Taillon, who gave up that four spot in the first inning, has been trying to settle in. Brewers have been credited with 7 hits against him. In addition to the 5 runs, and here comes Tyrone Taylor. Scoreless third inning that Wade Miley just had is brought to you by Carbless, proud partner of your Milwaukee Brewers. Pitch to Taylor, big swing. Hacking at a high fastball, he fouled it straight back. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, no carbs, no sugar, with a variety of flavors available at American Family Field for you to enjoy. Or grab Carbless at your local grocer. Less is more. Wind up Taillon, 0-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball left side. What a play by Madrigal. He ranges, fields, wheels, throws, bounced it, and it's in time. Taylor is robbed of a hit. Nick Madrigal doing the duties over at third base for the Cubs. Seemed like that ball would get through, but Madrigal going hard to his left, picked it, made the spin around and a bounce throw that just beat Taylor by a half a step. Cubs made a couple of throwing errors in the first two innings that were very important in this game, but now the defense helping out Tyone. Here comes Christian Yelich with the bases empty. And a swing and a miss. He chased up and in on a cutter. Big night for Yelich. A home run and an infield single. And he scored two of the five runs. The one hit late on the ground, foul wide of third. And he's behind 0-2. Yelich had only driven in one run the previous 11 games. And then he opened this big series with a blast before the fans were even fully in their seats at Wrigley. Talk about setting a tone. 5-1 Brewers in the fourth. 0-2. Off the plate away with a fastball. Tyone misses. First year with the Cubs for 31-year-old Tyone. Comes the 1-2. Hit a ground right to third. Two hops into the breadbasket of Madrigal. Easier for him this time. Makes the perfect throw across to get Yelich. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Tyone. Ended up getting a four-year deal with Chicago this past offseason. Frankly, hasn't quite pitched up to expectations yet. We're headed to the bottom of the fourth. More Wade Miley. Brewers have a 5-1 lead on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa. Oh,
visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
We're back with Name That Lightning Kugels. You'd never drop this Lightning Kugels for a fly ball.
Summer Shandy, Bob.
Home run. You Name That Lightning Kugels.
Lightning Kugels. Flavor of the moment. A Jacob and Kugel Brewing Company. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly. 2023.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful. Always refreshing. Always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
Hey, struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Dansby Swanson will greet Wade Miley in the home fourth. 5-1 Brewers, and Miley has only allowed one base runner through the first three innings. Swanson a big swing and a miss. Swinging over top of a cutter, it's 0-1. Dansby flew to center in his first at bat. The 0-1 is low and in. Another cut fastball. Swanson homered against Miley back on July 4th. Hits it on the ground to short, right at Willie Adames. Scoops it up cleanly. Perfect throw across. One shortstop retires the other. How about this start for Miley against a team he pitched for last season? He has gotten 10 of 11 to begin the outing. Much better than his numbers the first time he faced Chicago at American Family Field.
Getting a lot of ground balls tonight, Josh, which is always a good recipe for any pitcher.
This is the only man who's reached. It's Ian Happ, who homered in the left. Takes inside, ball one.
Wade is the king of soft contact. I mean, that is what he really specializes in. He's done a good job of that over the course of this year, and he's doing a good job of it tonight.
1-0 pitch. Happ took a strike with a change. Lower edge of the zone at the knees. Wind up in the 1-1. That one low, a change skipped into the glove of Contreras, 2-1. Right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, you can make payments as low as $35 per month per window and $78 per patio door. Ground ball to short again. Reddit Adamas again. Pats the glove, throws to first. Happ is out by plenty. Each out this inning, and now three consecutive Cub batters have hit a ground ball to Willy Adamas. Two out. 5-1 is the lead. By the way, you can get more information about Pella Windows and Doors